Welcome to the Financial Power Hour with the financial prosperity coach, Christopher Music, who has been a featured guest on CBS, NBC, ABC, and Fox affiliates, sharing his 20-plus years of experience in financial principles and how to apply them to your life and business. And now, your host, Christopher Music.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Financial Power Hour here on AM 1380 The Biz. I am your host, Christopher Music, and I'd like to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to tune into the show today. You know, I put this Financial Power Hour together for you because I'm a small business person, and I have a professional practice as a financial advisor. Well, many of you have your own businesses. You may have a professional practice. You may have a business in another industry. But we all have the same challenges, and that is, how in the world do we do what we love to do and do it profitably? There are so many factors that go into doing a profitable business. And as a financial planner, I've chosen to take up this issue of how do we make more income? Because most financial planners, as you know, will focus only on, well, how much money have you accumulated? Okay, so let's invest it, and we're going to give you a scientific quantum math explanation of our investment strategy, and then we're going to do some insurance, and then, you know, well, if you have more money to invest, then we'll just invest more money. Well, that's all well and good, but that is missing the number one element of financial prosperity, which is making income. So I have taken this show to get the undercut, the prosperity principles that have always worked to get into full use in your life so you can enjoy the economic and freedom from being successful in your own business. So today I have a very special guest. His name is Patrick Valton, and he is a recruiting expert. Yes, he handles the issues of personnel, that one subject that none of us want to deal with in business. We just want to do what we want to do, and we, as entrepreneurs, think that everybody thinks the way we do, and we're just going to surround ourselves with like-minded people. Well, of course, if you've been in business for any length of time at all, you know that is a huge challenge. As a matter of fact, when I go around the country and speak and talk to professionals, the number one problem they have is personnel. So we're going to talk about that today, and he's going to be talking about the best way to attract new talent and the no-fail way to vet candidates and hire them with ease. Now, that's a pretty big, tall order, isn't it? But this guy, I've known this guy for a long time, and he is the one who walks his talk. So before we hear from him, I just want to talk about the importance of having quality staff. Every company, no matter how big it is made up of the individual staff members and employees of that organization. It's only so much to have an owner be able to push forward his passion or her passion, your mission, your vision, your goals, the ultimate manifestation of why you put this business together in the first place. If you don't have a team, a tribe that pushes you along and is there in it with you to the end. You see, that is the challenge of the entrepreneur, the small business owner. And of course, as you probably well recognize, many people who come to look for employment in these small businesses of ours tend to have a employee mentality. What's in it for me mentality? You see what I mean? That's kind of a big problem. It's because of our educational system and the ultimate failure of that, which is a subject for another day. But at the end of the day, when it comes down to creating an experience that you want as a small business owner, as a professional, it's how that quality in that staff that you've been able to put together, that's what really matters at the end of the day. So we're going to be addressing this issue head on. How do we attract new talent and have a no-fail way to vet these candidates and to hire them with ease? So we're going to take a quick break. And up next, we're going to be talking with my very special guest, Mr. Patrick Valton. He's a recruiting guru and a staff placement expert. And he'll be giving you his insight into the best way to attract this new talent and to hire them with ease. We'll be right back.
Private practice millionaire academy founder and talk radio host of the Financial Power Hour, P. Christopher Music explains how not to lose the value of your life's work. What you leave behind is not what is engraved in stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others. Pericles, 5th century before Common Era, Greek statesman. Your estate is simply all of the assets you own or are entitled to under the law. A good estate plan will ensure your assets are dispersed according to your wishes when you pass. Estate planning includes different types of legal documents and instructions for your friends and family so they can act in your interest with confidence. Proper estate planning will perpetuate your wealth to your family, friends, and charities, and better accomplish the purposes for which that wealth was accumulated. Learn more about how not to lose the value of your life's work when you visit the blog page at pchristophermusic.com. That's pchristophermusic.com. Welcome back to the Financial Power Hour with Christopher Music. Online at pchristophermusic.com.
Welcome back. This is Christopher Music, the Financial Prosperity Coach, and you're listening to the Financial Power Hour here on AM 1380, The Biz. Now, before the break, we talked about this personnel issue. And as promised, I want to introduce to you my next guest, Mr. Patrick Vulton. Patrick is an international public speaker, best-selling author, executive coach, and trainer. He has traveled in more than 35 countries over the past 25 years and has trained more than 120,000 people in the areas of sales, sales management, marketing, personnel selection, organization, and leadership. His customers and seminar attendees range from small growing businesses to multinational corporations and include brands like USPS, Ford Motors, GM Motors, BMW, Renault, Mercedes, Toyota, Motorola, AIG, IBM, Remax, and on and on and on. He is also the best-selling author of No Fail Hiring 2.0 and the No Fail Hiring System, a practical method of recruiting used in his successful company, No Fail Hiring, found at www.nofailhiring.com. In addition, he authored the New Era Selling System, a down-to-earth method that can help boost any sales activity. Now, I've been in the seminars with this guy, and I've known this guy for quite a long time, and I want you to help me welcome this highly talented individual, Mr. Patrick Vulton. Patrick, thanks for being here.
Chris, thank you for having me. I'm very happy to be with you today.
That's awesome, man. So I know you have some exciting stuff for our listeners today about attracting quality talent and hiring with ease, but first, I'd like our listeners to learn a little bit more about you. Like I said, I've known you for about, well over 10 years. I don't know.
About 15 years.
A long time.
Yeah, we're getting old.
And tell our listeners about that interesting story about how you went back into personnel selection after 25 years of a successful career in public speaking around the world.
All right. Well, interestingly, when I started as a consultant, I was a sales trainer. Because I had been a top salesperson very early in my life, I started to sell at the age of 15. So being very successful as a salesperson, I wanted to help others. And as I became to increase my business as a sales trainer, my customers would always complain, we can't find good salespeople. That gave me an idea. You know, I would help my client recruit top sales reps. And then over the years, I, of course, developed the business, became very successful internationally, went into other subjects, marketing, leaderships, people management, et cetera, et cetera. But what happened to me maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I realized that if you really analyze a successful company, sure, you have great leaders, you probably have a great product or a great service, a great team, but you'll find out that behind every great leader, there are good people. And in the last 25 to 30 years as a consultant and as a coach, what I have found out is every company that has problems, that's where it starts.
Sure.
As a matter of fact, you will find out every small business starts to have problems by the day they hire their first person.
Okay, let's stop right there. Y'all get that? I'm going to have him say that again, because that is a pearl of wisdom right there. Patrick, say that again.
Yeah, what I was trying to communicate is that if you realize that, when is it that a small business is going to start to have trouble expanding, organizing, or whatever, they start to have problem by the day they hire the first person. And by the way, it has not always had, it doesn't have anything to do with the person they hired. It's just a problem. Where the mistake is made, that's another topic. We could spend another 20 hours talking about that. But that is just a demonstration and an observation. The day you hire your first person is the day you start to have problems.
Wow, y'all get that. That's something that we have to brace up and confront and handle if we're going to have any success at all.
Right, and that is the reason why I personally decided that my next career path, or my second wind, the second wind of my career path, would be totally dedicated to help entrepreneurs and small businesses to really get the right people on board. Because I tell you what, at some point, your success depends on you. But when you reach a certain level of activity, unfortunately, your success and the expansion of your business depends more on other people than it does on you as a business owner.
Yeah, absolutely. And having worked with you for all these years, I've seen the product you created in this no-fail hiring. And you have this best-selling book out there called No-Fail Hiring 2.0, and I've read the reviews. They're outstanding. I've read the book. It's absolutely incredible. Why do you think this book is so widely acknowledged and popular?
Well, during approximately 6-7 years while in America, I did a lot of research on the subject. And as you can hear from my accent, I was born in another place called Europe. And the marketplace, the employment market in Europe, is extremely tough. If you hire someone and you employ a person for 6 months and you fire that person, it's going to cost you 1 year just to fire that person after 6 months. It's a very, very tough market. Back in America, I realized that a lot of employers do not realize, especially in the small business arena, they do not really realize the importance of hiring right. Most people, they live with the concept that, well, if that does not work out, that person is employed at will, mm-hmm. right? So being employed at will, I can just get rid of that person if I'm not happy. Well, I tell you what, it used to be true. First of all, it's not so true anymore. A lot of business owners make the mistake of thinking that that law still protects their business, which is not true. Second thing is they don't realize the cost effect of firing someone even after 3 months or even less than 3 months. So I wrote that book to really give the basics of what it takes, not just to hire the right people, but to do a correct onboarding. Because I tell you what, most people don't understand this. The number one cost impact on your profitability is the wrong hires.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I when I do my seminars about financial planning and so on for small business owners, this is the number one issue of the bad hires and what they cost.
Right. And you see, for many, many years, small businesses in America were kind of protected because the EEOC would basically target bigger businesses that have money to spend, and they also have lawyers to actually defend their cases. In the last 5 years, law cases against small businesses related to hiring problems, related to discrimination in the hiring process, have gone up by more than 2,000%.
Oh my gosh.
And most business owners are not ready for that. They don't know what it means to have a negligent hiring case that could make them lose their business or hundreds of thousands of dollars. So I wrote that book to really create a living encyclopedia of what it takes for a small business owner to succeed in the hiring process.
Yeah, now all of you listening, go to Amazon.com and look up No Fail Hiring 2.0 and get a copy. If you're a business owner, you must have training in this area, because it could be your largest expense in your business, but hiring wrong could be catastrophic. And if you've been in business for any length of time, I think you know that already. So Patrick, let's talk about some of the major challenges a business owner faces on the subject of hiring. Just kind of continue on and give some examples that you've experienced in what you're saying.
I want to give an example of an entrepreneur that everybody recognized as having been the best entrepreneur in the world, and that is Mr. Steve Jobs. About 15, 16 years ago, I had a chance to attend a conference of Mr. Jobs, and he was saying this, most people do not realize that your best asset is not people. Your best asset in the business is the right people. That's a big difference.
Say that again.
Your best asset in the business is not people. Your best asset in the business is the right people, because the wrong people will give you a lot of headaches, a lot of nightmares, and it will cost you a lot of money. And during that conference, Mr. Steve Jobs explained that during his life, he had at that time interviewed more than 5,000 people, him personally. Now, you have there a guy who has all the money in the world to pay very effective, very professional human resource managers. Why on earth would he spend so much time to himself interview 5,000 people? Chris, I don't know if you know, but to interview 5,000 people, that is a two-year full-time position.
Right.
Why would he do that? Because he did recognize that if you want to expand, just make sure that you have the right people surrounding you. They will take care of your problems. And I think it was really smart. And years later, he proved it. So the number one challenge that I tell business owners that they should really face and meet and win over, you should be a good headhunter. Spend more time hiring the right people than even strategizing. Spend more time on making sure that you surround yourself with the right people, rather than strategizing, doing marketing, doing sales. Go and play golf, go to the gym and hire.
Wow.
The first job of a good business owner is to be a good people attractor.
Wow, and that's one thing we don't want to do.
Exactly. Well, but that's where the right and the good, successful business owners and entrepreneurs, that's what they do.
Wow.
And look around you, whether it's a small business or a multinational corporation, you will find out those CEOs spend a lot of time going to places where they can catch the right fish.
Right.
And surrounding yourself with the right people, as Jim Collins, the most successful business author in America, would say, get the right people on the bus and make sure that the wrong one get off the bus as soon as possible.
That's good advice. It's really good advice. Well, tell us more about this viewpoint on the qualities a business owner would possess to guarantee success in his business. Give more examples of that.
Well, still related to the subject of personal selection, I always tell during my seminars that one of the major qualities, talents, that any business owners needs to have, they need to be a good people attractor. Most business owners do not realize that people don't work for companies anymore. They work for people. As a matter of fact, Chris, there was a very interesting survey done by Fortune 500. They wanted to find out why is it that people leave their job? And you know what they found out? They found out that 76% of people who quit their job, they don't quit their job. 76% of them quit their boss.
Wow.
That's 3 out of 4. So you need to be a good people attractor. Of course, you need to be a good leader, but you need to know how to attract the right people for your business. And then you need to know how to create a successful, effective onboarding. Because I tell you what, 50% of your success in hiring depends on your ability to hire people, and the other 50% depend on your ability to keep them within the first 90 days. And then you need to be a good leader, because 76% of them, they will blame you. They wanted to keep their job. You see, the subject of personal selection is a very tough one, because it's not just about hiring. It's about hiring, it's about sales, it's about PR, it's about marketing, and it's about leadership. That is why a lot of business owners, they have a hard time to face and confront what it takes to be a good recruiter. And then they say, most of them, well, let's give the job to someone else. It doesn't work. You want to expand, you want to be a good leader, you need to start by being a good recruiter.
Yeah, and I just want to capitalize on that comment. One of the number one things I hear is we can't find quality people to hire.
Which is a lie, by the way.
Well, I agree with you. Can you talk about that?
Oh, now? I could talk about it about 4 hours in a row. Here's the golden rule. Hiring is marketing. And this is one thing business owners need to understand. In today's market, the employment market is so hot, so competitive. Every good candidate that decides to find a new job, by the time that candidate posts resumes online, within less than a month, that candidate is going to get between 4 and 6 offers. As a business owners, you need to understand this. Your challenge is not to find them. They are out there. Your challenge is to attract them. And that is a marketing challenge before it is a hiring challenge.
Interesting.
Now, we could totally elaborate about that. I give you an example. I always ask business owners, companies that try to hire someone. For example, recently I had a client, they were trying to hire 3 salespeople. I asked them, how many channels are you using to promote the vacant position? On average, do you know how many channels business owners use?
I would guess 1.
Well, usually it's between 2 and 3.
Okay.
See? And I tell them, do you know that you could use over 100 free online job boards in your area to promote a vacant position? And of course, when they hear that, they fall off their chair because almost nobody knows that.
Boy, I have to get back on my chair.
Exactly. So, all right, you need to understand, the first thing you need to do is to attract them. And in order to be able to attract good candidates, you need to ask yourself the question, what do we need to do in order to attract good candidates? And it's the same concept as trying to get new clients, which is the purpose of marketing, right?
Of course.
You want to attract new clients, new customers. So you have to look at, by the time you want to start a new hiring process, look at it first from a marketing viewpoint, which means, who do we want to hire? So you need to really define your target public.
Mm-hmm.
Then how are we going to attract those people? And if you don't know how, you are not going to attract them. They'll go to your competitors. I always tell my clients, listen, in your industry, you might have 10, 20, or even 50 competitors. And they say, yeah, the average is between 10 and 20, right? That they know of. I tell them, here's the bad news. When it comes to personal selection, you don't have 10 or 20 or even 50 competitors. Every week, you have thousands of competitors who are trying to steal from the employment market the best candidate. You're not the only one.
Right.
How do you compete with those people?
Well, that's quite a challenge. And I think that's something that we're going to have to take up and get more in-depth when we get a chance to.
Sure.
All right, folks, it's time for weather and traffic update. And then up next, we're going to continue our talk with Mr. Patrick Vulton, our recruiting and hiring expert. And he's going to be giving you more strategies you can start using today to help you attract quality staff and expand your business. You definitely don't want to miss it. Stay tuned for weather and traffic up next.
Private practice millionaire academy founder and talk radio host of Financial Power Hour, P. Christopher Music, shares the 3 secrets to achieving unlimited wealth. Financial prosperity can be achieved by following 3 primary principles illustrated in a PIE triangle. The P represents protecting assets and income from the 83 plus specific and measurable risks threatening the long-term affluence of a household. I equals income, which actually creates abundance and an overall improved financial condition. The E refers to expenses after income, earned in relation to funding the immediate and long-term goals of the household and its members. Each corner must work together to stay equal and strong and represent the overall financial condition of the family. What's important is the interrelationship of these 3 elements. To reach financial power and unlimited wealth, you must raise each corner of the pie triangle. Discover additional secrets in achieving a lifetime of financial success when you visit the blog page at pchristophermusic.com. This is the Financial Power Hour with Prosperity Coach Christopher Music. Make contact at 727-588-1540. And now, here's Christopher Music.
Okay, folks, we're back, and you're listening to the Financial Power Hour. I'm your host, Christopher Music, and I'm here with recruiting guru, Mr. Patrick Vulton. And we're talking about the best way to attract new talent and the no-fail way to vet candidates and hire them with ease. So, Patrick, thanks again for being here on the show.
I'm very happy to be with you. I'm having fun.
Good, good. Well, you know, this information that you're imparting here, you know, something that I, as a small business person, have had a challenge in. And you were mentioning on the break about how it is a subject that is not confronted. Can you just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, it is definitely a topic that most business owners and executives, they don't really like to look at it, because the employment market has been shifting, has been evolving dramatically in the last few years. And whether or not the unemployment rate is low or high, you will find out that it has been getting more and more difficult to hire good people. And the business model that you would see a few years ago is not really fitting the current scene from an employment viewpoint. I give you an example. How many business owners, small business owners, would have a website with a career page on which they would post a video that basically communicates, welcome to our website. We are so honored and so happy to have you consider the possibility of visiting our company for employment. Thank you so much.
Wow, I mean, that's an idea that never crossed my mind.
See? Here's another example that really gives you the relationship between hiring and marketing. How many companies will have a website with a career page that shows employee testimonials?
Wow.
All right, not just client testimonials, but video testimonials from happy employees. A good candidate has specific criteria that we need to understand. See, we all talk about our selection criteria as employers. Oh, yeah? What about a good candidate? What kind of selection criteria is that person going to define and analyze while just checking you out on the internet?
Interesting.
And I think it would be very important for business owner to know that. There are actually four selection criteria that most good candidates will check on your website, before they even visit you, and or even on Google, even on Facebook, right? Mm-hmm. They will check four different things. And the first four, two selection criteria, there's not much you can do about it. Number one is the nature of the job. If you are looking for a receptionist or an office manager as a dentist or a chiropractor, well, the nature of the job will dictate what kind of people you will attract, of course. Mm-hmm. Nothing you can do about it. Number two, salary and compensation. There's not much you can do about that. How much competitive can you be on the salary and compensation? 10%?
Right.
Maybe 20? But you are not going to offer suddenly twice as much money to a candidate because that candidate is amazing. So your competitiveness on that selection criteria is also very limited. Now, three and four. This is where it is very interesting, and this is where every small business can play. Number three is what I call working environment. Mm-hmm. Remember, 76% of people do not quit their job, they quit their boss. The boss, the direct supervisor, whoever works directly above the employee, is part of the working environment. That is an example. Mm-hmm. Here is another example. How friendly is the working environment? How relaxed? Everybody talks about the Google working environment, which is a great example. Today, millennials, those kids who are looking for a job who were born in the 80s, well, they like different type of working environment. Life balance is very important to them. That's part of the working environment.
Sure.
The friendliness, flexible hours. So working environment, number three, selection criteria is actually one of the most important. Number four, where every small business can be competitive, the future. Wow. What future as a company are you offering? I am not talking about the future of the employee. I'm talking about your future as a company. Are you promoting the future? Is your company offering a bright future and challenging one, by the way? You should totally promote that you are offering a good, bright, exciting future, but you should also promote that it's not going to be easy. Because good candidates, they are looking for challenges. They want to show to themselves, prove to themselves and to others that no matter what kind of challenges they are facing, they actually are going to win. See, so criteria number three, working environment. Mm-hmm. What are you offering that is different from other companies? Number four, are you offering a bright future? And is it going to be challenging or is it going to be boring?
Right. Able people want challenging environments.
Able people want, they need challenges, and they want to be part of a winning team. If you cannot offer that, they won't even bother to come and visit you.
Wow, that's gold. That's just right there. Beautiful. Thanks so much for that.
You are very welcome.
Okay, so in your experience then, what are the most lethal mistakes recruiters and business owners make on the subject of this personnel selection idea?
There's a few of them, but one that comes to my mind is very simple. Most recruiters, business owners and executives included, they tend to make a hiring decision within the first 3 to 9 seconds.
Wow.
They start the interview process, right? And whether or not, everybody has heard about the first impression.
Sure.
And you don't have a second chance to make it. Well, it is statistically proven that most recruiters will make, and they are not aware of that, right? They'll make a hiring decision within 3 to 9 seconds. Do you know why? Because they will evaluate, they will judge the candidate based on what they see and what they hear right now. Mm-hmm. That's what I called making the mistake of evaluating someone based on their temporary personality.
Wow.
The personality of the moment. Most people don't understand what personality means. And during my seminar, I always tell them, hey, what does that mean, personality? What is personality? Well, it comes from the old Latin word, personae, which meant originally a mask.
Wow.
So when someone comes to you for an interview, you have to ask yourself the question, what kind of mask are they going to put on? And many, many executives and business owners have had the very tough experience of hiring someone because they loved what they were seeing,
sure,
or hearing. And then a month later or 3 months later, they found out that that person was radically different. Why? Because they were putting too much attention on trying to evaluate a mask. So part of the hiring process, you have to be able to go through the mask and be able to analyze the real personality, which is covered in probably the next question.
Well, let's see if it is. So you get into these personalities.
Yeah.
Okay. You have created a vetting tool.
Yeah.
And it's a pre-hiring personality test.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners what that is and how it works.
Well, based on my experience after evaluating over 25,000 candidates in the last 27 years, I created a personality assessment, the purpose of which is to help business owners evaluate a candidate through something that they have never even thought of looking at. If you talk to someone for even an hour, how much do you know that person? Well, maybe 10%, maybe 15%. And again, what you are looking and what you are talking to is a mask. So I created this test, this personality assessment, which basically evaluates over 20 soft skill-based characteristics that you do not see during an interview. hidden factors, hidden characteristics such as loyalty, honesty, persistence, willingness to work under heavy pressure, teamwork. How can you evaluate this during half an hour or 60-minute interview? You can't.
Yeah.
So this personality assessment has the purpose of going through the mask and really evaluating what's behind the mask. And we have done more than 25,000 of this assessment. And based on my experience, this assessment offers over 90% of precision in analyzing a candidate from a soft skill viewpoint. And I'm really insisting on the words soft skills, because this is, by the way, another mistake most business owners make. They put too much attention on the hard skills, on the technical competences. I say put much more attention on the soft skills. Because you could have a very competent person who is very lazy or who is not loyal. Well, how do you find out?
Well, right. Yeah, this in your working environment, all of a sudden it just shows up.
Yes. So we have used that test in over 25 countries right now, and it's very successful. And the purpose of the test is not to judge the candidate. This is very important to understand. First of all, legally you can't judge people, and it's not okay from a human viewpoint. But the purpose of the test is to help an employer to understand better who is behind the mask. Get the mask off and make sure that you can talk to the real person in front of you. So the power of this tool is to really help you as an employer find out things that you could not find out during a simple interview.
Yeah, and I've seen this particular assessment myself, and it is fascinating.
Yes, absolutely.
It is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. And up next, we're going to be wrapping up our interview with Mr. Patrick Vulton. And he'll let you know how you can get more information on attracting and hiring quality staff for your company. Stay tuned.
Private practice Millionaire Academy founder and talk radio host of the Financial Power Hour, P. Christopher Music, explains how to live your art and promote your brand. Professionals dedicated to pursuing excellence in their chosen field recognize that every profession, from hardcore scientist to abstract artist, have both science and art in that particular field. Science is a branch of knowledge or study dealing with a body of facts or truths. Art is the quality, production, expression of what is beautiful and appealing. Every professional applies the science of his subject to create an effect. The individual aesthetics applied to the science to create unique results is the art form, wholly unique to that individual. This becomes the brand. Your brand is your warranty to the customer, the assurance that the artistic application of the science of what you do will afford them the results they seek. Discover the secrets to living your art and promoting your brand. Visit the blog page at pchristophermusic.com. Welcome back to the Financial Power Hour with Christopher Music, online at pchristophermusic.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm here with Mr. Patrick Vulton, and we're talking today about how to hire intelligently and how to find personnel into our businesses. Now, we have this question here, and this is really directed toward those listening today who may be on an employment search. What do job seekers, Patrick, do that make the difference in a good candidate versus a poor candidate, regardless of the position they're seeking?
Wow, there are many differences. One of the major differences that we find out, good candidates, you see the difference on the resume. You know, the reading a resume is an art and a science. Good candidates, they are to the point, they are very objective, and they are performance-driven. And good candidates, you actually see the performance record on the resume. When I have a resume that shows numbers and also shows references, I take that resume no matter what. because I know that person is performance driven and that person is not afraid of providing you with the references in order for you to be able to check if the person was lying or telling the truth. So good candidate, they go to the point, they are straightforward. There's never any time lag in the resume. When they meet you for an interview, good candidates, they will ask you those questions about where are you going? What's the future looking like in your company? What kind of challenge am I supposed to, you know, face or expect? They really want to know, am I going to get bored here or am I going to have fun? So the way those candidates talk to you, you can make the difference between, hey, this guy wants to have fun, he wants to have challenge, or he's just looking for a paycheck. So it takes some training, of course, to be able to recognize that. But to me, the major difference between good candidates and bad candidates is good candidates are performance driven and they will ask you questions regarding the future and they will challenge you and they will want to find out how fun is that going to be? How challenging is that going to be? Bad candidates, they will mostly talk about money. It's very funny that a lot of candidates, if that's the first question they ask me, I don't want to continue the interview. Because if you try to hire someone only for money, you will lose that person for the same reason.
Of course. Yeah, and yeah. I've seen it happen. It's amazing how that happens,
as a matter of fact. Yeah.
Okay, so as a final thought for this interview, what advice can you give our business owner listeners on the subject of hiring and onboarding?
Well, a few advices. One is, no matter the size of your business, you have to standardize your hiring process. Make your hiring process as objective as possible. I tell you what kills hiring. What kills the hiring process is subjectivity. Asking a question to a candidate and asking another question to another candidate and failing to be objective and formalized in your hiring process. So whatever question you ask, ask the same question to everybody. Whatever tools you want to use, use the same tools to everybody. By the way, this is a legal point. If you cannot show evidence of objectivity in your hiring process, you could get trouble and it could cost you $40,000 to $60,000 of legal fees.
Wow.
Right? So being objective is not just technical request or requirement for being effective in hiring. It's also a legal issue. That's the first advice I would give. The second advice is understand that hiring implies every quality and talent of a business owner. You need to be a good people attractor, a good marketer, a good salesperson, a good leader, and you need to pay a lot of attention on onboarding. Chris, it's very interesting. I see a lot of clients, we work with them, we find them the good people, and 60 or 90 days later, they lose those people. And then, of course, they blame the recruiters. Mm-hmm. Onboarding is minimum 50% of the success in the hiring process. Make sure that you really know who you are hiring. Take the time to understand who they are. And by the way, this is the reason why I always tell them, use a good personality analysis, a good soft skill assessment. Now, I will never tell you that, but mine is the best, of course. Not to judge people. You should never use personality assessment to judge people, but to better understand who they are. Why? Because once they are on the job, you're going to have to live with them. And every business owner knows that you live with your employees more and longer than with your spouse. Mm-hmm. You are longer at work than at home. So why don't you invest enough time and energy to really make sure you understand who you just hired and what is going to take to make that person happy, not just satisfied, but happy and productive on post. You cannot do that if you don't take the time, which is why, for example, I always recommend to business owners, even if someone else does the recruitment process, always make sure that you are going to have an interview with the person prior to making a decision to make sure that that person knows you, has got to basically know you at least a few minutes, because remember the golden rule, people don't work for businesses. They work for people.
Yeah.
And most business owners actually violate that golden rule. Now, another advice I would love to give, but it would take me another hour, is become a top recruiter. Spend literally more time to prospect which is a marketing concept. Mm-hmm. What do you do to attract more good people? Are you having a Facebook page that promotes vacant positions? Does your company have a Facebook page that explains to every other people how funny, how happy people are, and how good it is to work in your business? Do you promote yourself on social media? If you don't do that, guess what? Before making an appointment with you for an interview, every good candidate, you know what they're going to do? They're going to check you out on the internet.
Sure.
They're going to Google you, your personal name as well as your business. If they don't have the feeling that it is fun to work in your company, if they don't have the feeling that there is a future in that company, why would they come to see you? Because the truth of the matter, there are thousands of other companies trying to get that good candidate. Not just 10 or 20, but thousands every week.
Yeah.
No matter where you live, there are thousands of companies looking for good talent. And if you don't know what those good, talented candidates are looking for, you will miss the board. Basically, it's a very, very lousy marketing. Wow. When I hear someone saying to me, Patrick, I cannot find good people, I always tell them, this is a lie. Your problem is you cannot attract them.
Say that again one more time for everyone listening.
Your challenge is not to find good people. Your challenge number one is to attract them. This being said, I know that you told me I should, you know, give people something so they can, you know, they will remember me and they will remember you. I always tell people, go to my website, nofailhiring.com, nofailhiring.com. They can download two or three different ebooks for free. One of them is How to Avoid the 10 Most Lethal Mistakes in Hiring. The other ebook they should download is about onboarding. It's called the Employee Handbook. Download that ebook. It's free, and it will tell you what do you need to do to succeed, not just in the hiring process, but in the onboarding process. The other thing that people can do, they can log on to thehiringtest.com. Thehiringtest.com. They will have access to my platform, and they can have a free personality analysis.
Good.
It will cost them nothing. They can test the test.
Yeah, that's
and
great.
And they will find out how good it is.
Well, that's quite an offer. I think that's something that everyone listening today, if you're an employer, I would definitely take Patrick up on his offer. It is absolutely priceless, what he's offering there.
Yeah, you've had the experience, right?
I have. I have firsthand. And I will tell you that it is everything he says it is. So, Patrick, thanks again for being our guest on the show today. You truly are a rock star. It's wonderful
having
you.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be with you, Chris.
Wonderful. So, folks, it's time to take action. Go to Patrick's website, nofailhiring.com, and take advantage of those resources. Make a commitment today to be a better recruiter, to attract better talent, to commit yourself to growing your business and making sure that everyone is part of your mission and your vision for what you have worked so hard to achieve. You know, the financial position you find yourself in today is your indicator on how well you have understood and applied 21 laws of prosperity, because there are basic laws of prosperity that have been repeated over and over again by the sagest minds in history. What we talked about today was pursuing professionalism and excellence in your work. That's the basic principle we talked about today in this recruiting discussion. Now, I've studied these fundamental laws of prosperity and summarized them in a body of knowledge I put together called the 21 Laws of Financial Prosperity. Go to my website, pchristophermusic.com, pchristophermusic.com, and download my 21 Laws of Financial Prosperity. I invite you to download that and use that action guide to improve your overall financial well-being for you, your family, and your business. I also invite you to check out previous shows at financialprosperitytalk.com. And we have an archive of all the previous shows that we have done for the Financial Power Hour. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to the Financial Power Hour. For more information on prosperity principles and how to apply them to your life and your business, visit Christopher's personal website at pchristophermusic.com or connect with him on Facebook at facebook.com/pchristophermusicauthor. You may also call Christopher's office at 727-588-1540 to request more information or arrange for him to be a guest speaker at your next event. That's 727-588-1540 or visit pchristophermusic.com.